Betsy Ramsdale says she's not interested in any controversy, but she is a gun enthusiast who enjoys target shooting and hunting. Another staff member alerted school superintendent Don Childs soon after Ramsdale posted the picture, and he decided it was an example of poor judgment. But he acknowledged he couldn't find any sinister intent. The director of the Wisconsin ACLU, Chris Amity, says the district overreacted to the Facebook posting.
In Wisconsin, with our tradition of gun ownership for sport purposes and hunting, you know, it's not threatening to, you know, a majority of Wisconsin residents, I suspect. So without, you know, being libelous or obscene or something like that, when we're dealing with the government, the public schools, and a public school teacher, the First Amendment applies.
Amity says the action taken against Ramsdale is something that private employees and employers should also take note of.
You know, for a private employer to sanction somebody who's doing something off the clock that's legal, that is discriminatory.
Neither Ramsdale nor the school superintendent were available for comment on this story before airtime. The local teachers union also did not return phone calls when asked about whether or not the union would file a grievance over Ramsdale's suspension. So far, neither Ramsdale nor the ACLU have any plans to take legal action to address Ramsdale's suspension. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.